Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get your feet on the floor, get out in the backyard, and enjoy some of this wonderful spring weather wherever you are, and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Jop. Yeah, welcome to the show. It must be the weekend. If you want to check us out online, just hit our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. You can follow us on Facebook / thegrillinguys. I'm on Twitter. It's grillinguy. So you know where we're at. And some people like to podcast the show. You can actually look at the top right corner of our site, and you'll see a little set of headphones. Click on the icon. It'll set up the link, and we'll download that to your device. So you can take our lovely voices anywhere you travel.
For no extra charge.
No, it's free. It's absolutely free. The website's a good resource, by the way. Also, there's years and years worth of recipes. We actually have every show loaded so that you can download the MP3. You can stream the show live if you click listen live. We have people from all around the world actually doing that, so it's kind of cool to see this crazy show getting out to crazy places like Afghanistan and Iraq. So I know our soldiers are listening over there. God bless you all. Want to talk a little bit about my week in grilling. I had a stellar week. I was home all week, and that makes a big difference.
That makes a ton of difference. There's a lot more grilling going on when you're there to stand and yeah, attend to the grill.
That's right. Never get to grill in the Hampton Inn. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Right.
But I took our advice and did the perfect ham every time recipe that we talked about last week. And I went down to my favorite butcher and got a beautiful, beautiful regular from Sobey Meats. He smokes his own ham. And so I bought a big butt portion. And when you get a locally made ham, or any ham for that matter, they'll sell you a butt portion or a picnic, right? It's the two different pieces that come off. And I like that butt meat because it's just so nice and white and just tender, especially if it's what we used to call regulars when I smoked hams back in college for Van & Brink Meats. The regulars were always the ones that were just in netting. They were not put in a casing. We had the formed hams that we would debone and put this gelatin substance on it and then pack it in a sleeve, just like you do with any sausage you smoke. And those were always kind of tightly packed, and they were still good, but because they're in that skin, it compresses the meat.
Yep.
So it's kind of dense, whereas these regulars, dude, you cut into a piece of this regular, and it's just tender.
Did it have a bone in it?
Cut it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You can cut it with your knife. And that's a funny story, too, but I probably can't say it on the radio. So I did everything like the recipe calls for. I seasoned it the night before. I actually cut it. I edged it and diamond patterned it. So I had
how deep do you do that?
I went about a half inch.
Yep.
And I wanted something for my marinade to seep into. And I'd have to say that the marinade was only slightly effective. You know, I think what it does best is help seal in the juices. But I brought it up. I smoked it on my Cajun grill for 6 or 7 hours. But my temperature kept going up and down because I wasn't really paying attention. I averaged around 190. Oh, dude, it was so gorgeous. I carved out the nicest piece, and then I took a nice, really sharp knife, and I cut it into like half-inch steaks, put it on a big platter, and also grilled some full skin-on chicken breasts because we had a couple people over that prefer chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out so fantastic. I just loved it. And
Well, it's a little bit of a detailed recipe because I did it too. I was talking with some of our listeners who said that it's actually Charlie over at Putt-Putt's Bar. He's like, the grilling guys, all the things you could do for Easter, you're both doing hams. You guys are disappointing me. But we both took that perfect ham recipe off the website. I put mine on the green egg, and I kept that thing right at 200, and it was on there about 7 hours. And the meat got up to about 195, so I really didn't cook it as much as I just slowly warmed it through. And that makes it really nice. I cut too deep. I ask you how I did about an inch with that, and it opened up and, right. and it dried it out is what it did. And I was basting and marinating at the end, but
so the top inch of your meat was
hard. Yeah, it was drier than I wanted, and it got a little bit hard. So that's why I ask you how deep you made those score marks, because
I think professionals will tell you about a quarter inch. I went a little deeper in some spots just because that's where the knife blade took me.
Yeah, right. Well, and I know you do the same thing I do, is my knives are as sharp as they can be. Right. I'm constantly touching up the edge on those because I just – it's a pet peeve. It's a dull knife. So anyway, mine turned out – I'm not going to say fabulous like yours. Mine was okay because it – and I, too, had a bone-in butt portion. So it was tasty, but you had to cut through that outer inch – that I think dried out a little bit.
Well, hats off to Tim Sobey, because that home smoked ham was, I think it's, other than back in the 70s when I was smoking hams for Van & Brink's, I think it's probably the best ham I've ever had. And we did a bunch of those regulars there too. And when they would come right off the smoker fresh, I mean, my mouth's watering, remembering how good they were.
They were slippery, too, weren't they? It wasn't about every time you did it, one of them hit the floor,
every
and then
day
you couldn't
sell
it.
Every day, one would drop, and we'd right. have to get rid of it. And all college kids, right? So right. We'd be walking. You had to hurry in this place. There was no slacking at this plant. And so you were always running, and if you see somebody drop one, you'd be running by. And you got really good at just reaching down with a hook and just grabbing a chunk and tearing it off. And sometimes you'd end up with like a pound. And then you'd have to break it up as you hustled to give half of it to a buddy, because you had to kind of get it gone before anybody saw you.
Ah, yeah, right? So this was all above board, I'm sure, those slippery little devils that they are.
Yeah. Also did some nice venison steaks. I found a recipe on mywildgame.com because I had a couple venison steaks left. I now only have two. But this looked too good to pass up, so I just tried it. I did it because I looked at what I had for ingredients, and I punched a couple in with venison steaks, and this one came up. It's called venison steak provolone pepper, something along those headlines. And I didn't have provolone. I had baby Swiss, which I like even better. But basically, it's a nice seasoning blend, and then you take mini bells, jalapenos, lime, red onion. I just happened to have everything. I didn't have the mushrooms. And
so you didn't have everything?
I didn't. I'm remembering now, and I'm not a big mushroom fan like you are anyway.
I understand.
But they're okay. If they're marinated, I like them. So anyway, you skewer all the vegetables, and you put the seasoning on the meat for a couple hours, and it's a marinade. You brine it a little bit, marinate it. And then you grill the steaks, and when you're finishing the steaks off, if you time it right, your vegetables are done at the same time. The last minute, you put a slice of cheese on top of each steak, and you shut the lid and shut the grill off. Dude, they were gorgeous. Unfortunately, I didn't take a picture of it because it was so picture perfect. I'd love to post it, but I'm afraid sometimes I post so many pictures, it's a bit...
People are numb to your grilling.
Overkill, yeah. but I wish I would have, because they turned out so tasty.
Right.
And you find that on mywildgame.com.
Coming up next, we're going to go to Alabama, and we're going to see what a little Bama barbecue is. Bob was down there on a little spring break, so I think he met some people that we're going to be talking with. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.